It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. Thank you so much for joining me for this little visit that we have each week to talk hunting and fishing. I want the folks at KETR to know how much I appreciate, and I'm betting how much you appreciate giving us this time to talk hunting and fishing and the outdoors in general. The first portion of our show is underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up in Ontario, Canada, on Lake of the Woods. The website up there is youngswildernesscamp.com. The phone number is 807-484-2930. A little roundup and some mine around the area and see what's biting and where it's biting best. Let's go to Texoma right now. Now, guide Larry Sparks with Sparky's Guide Service does a good job keeping us tuned in. Larry, are you with us this morning, buddy?
Yes, sir, Luke.
Well,
yes, it is. It's been really, really fast and furious, you know, the last 3 or 4 weeks, I guess. But it seems to just keep getting better, Luke, as we kind of go along. These fish are, you know, they kind of in their normal pattern, for which they're a little early, but, you know, we're moving a little south. We're down about to the river's edge of Red River, the Two Rivers area. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Two Rivers, yeah.
Two Rivers area today, fishing off the, kind of just off the edge of the river channels. And, you know, fish are, they're kind of growing up as we get a little farther with them along.
Yeah, that Two Rivers, if you didn't know that that's where the rivers converge down there, it's just a big old open flat is all you can see. But get on your sonar, you can see those two channels coming together, can't you?
That's right. You got to know, Tommy. You know, yeah. Kind of know what you're doing. But it's a great fishing. You know, it's a great fishing area, especially this time. And it kind of holds in there off and on, you know, for several months.
You bet.
He'll be fishing that come July.
I bet you, kind of a side note, I bet there's no structure in Texas that has more GPS coordinates on it than the convergence of the Ouachita and the Red River channels. Navionics map, every fisherman has got that spot plugged in for sure. It's not hard to find, but you need some GPS or...
You can usually find it by the number of boats.
Exactly. Well, Larry, people that want to come up to Texoma, now is an awesome time. I know that.
You know, we've got several, like in the weekdays, we've got some openings. So, you know, and they can call me at 580-916-2293.
Well, Larry, thanks a lot, buddy. Folks, that was guide Larry Sparks up at Lake Texoma. Like I'd mentioned, we want to do a little roundup today on fishing, and guide Billy Kilpatrick is standing by. He just called in. We want to switch over to Lake Levan and get an update from Billy. Billy, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. How you doing?
I couldn't be better. Life is good. And, you know, all this fresh water that came into, well, not only Levan, but a lot of the lakes, it brought it up. It flooded a bunch of shoreline stuff, and then they started releasing water. You was telling me during that period, the crappie got, you know, they scattered, didn't they?
Yeah, we got a 4 foot water out here, which was put the lake about a foot and a half above normal, and it just gave them predictable places to catch them to every place in the world for them to go, and
yeah.
They just really spread out all over the lake. And, you know, right now we're catching fish out, most of them in 10 to 12 foot water using minnows.
Okay, so that's a good pattern that the spawn may be. You know, I won't say it's finished, but that shallow water bite that was going so strong before the rains, that, for whatever reason, whether the fish just dispersed or whatever, now you're moving on to some, like you say, some 10-foot deep water and probably fishing around, what, standing timber?
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. I feel like the fish have already started going towards their summertime patterns already. The structure we're fishing on is... standing timber and, you know, any submerged old boat arcs or something in the water. This lake is full of old boat arc trees that have fell over the years. And, you know, prime places to go catch them, you can always pick up a few crappie.
You bet. Well, I fished with you for many years out there at Levan, Billy, and I know you know the spots to go to. And, you know, one thing that I've learned from you and other professional fishermen, especially crappie fishing. You know, I know that you've got spots that you fish for years in this kind of conditions, and you can go there, but you won't stay long. I mean, in about 10 or 15 minutes, if it's not happening, you know, you're gone. And that alone is a good tip for people, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For instance, I fished a trip this last week and fished two people, and we started at the north end of the lake around Lakeland Park and fished up there for, oh, shoot, we fished about four holes and didn't catch any more than two or three out of any one hole. But, yeah, usually when you get three people fishing in a boat or four people fishing in a boat with as many baits as there are in the water, if there's crappie anywhere around, you're going to start catching them almost immediately. So, yeah, you know, I like to move a lot. We ended up moving halfway up the lake, and then we're all the way up to the dam to find a fish that we did catch. So, yeah, key is, you know, don't stay in one place too long. If they're there, they're going to bite.
I've learned that from you, Billy. Now, let's shift gears just a little bit and talk about catfish. Now, I know that, you know, the catfish, you're not out there gearing up for trophy catfish. I'm talking about 50-pounders. You catch a lot of blues and channels on windy points and stuff, but you're targeting what you and I call eater-sized fish, you know, say pound and a half up to 10 pounds. Now, that bite, you sent me some pictures of a good stringer of catfish that you caught recently, and it looked like those were, you know, 2 to 5 pounders maybe, something like that. That bite is pretty good now, right?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you get a south wind blowing out here, it blows the shad up close to the bank, and the catfish come up to the bank eating leftovers from sand bass chasing them, and just yeah, anywhere a windy point, south wind blows on, right now we're catching, you know, your unlimited amount of catfish you can catch. One key is you want to get your cast net, you know, 3 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot cast net, and the shad early in the mornings right after daylight are running the banks, and they're staying up till like 8:30 in the morning. You want to be sure to fish with shad, and, you know, we're casting out 30, 40 yards off the bank on the bottom and just tight line fishing and putting, you know, 4, 5, 6 rods out at a time. And, you know, if you don't, you know, we're catching them like catching a catfish every 5 minutes or something. So, yeah, right now is a good time to catch them. You know, the bite usually lasts up to like 10:30 in the morning. You know, it's a good time to go out, take your kids fishing. You got a buddy or something, take your some coffee or something in a chair and just sit back and
it is fun
catfish.
You know, I've enjoyed it. I haven't been with you this spring, but it's really not too late. It's just that fishing is just getting underway. But the prerequisite to that is a steady south wind for a day or two, and that pushes the bait up against the shore and just get out and you know, you and I usually fish. When I go with you, we go out to a little submerged point, but points are good, aren't they? The windy side of points.
Windy side of points are always good, yeah, because, again, it blows the shad up closer to the bank, and the catfish come in there to eat them. And, of course, too, the sand bass are running real good right now, too. So you'll catch just as many sand bass as you do catfish. So anybody that doesn't have a boat, you know, and that likes to have a lot of fish in their freezer for the summer, right now is a good time to get out and fill your freezer up.
It is. Folks, our guest is guide Billy Kilpatrick out at Lake Levan. Billy's guided out there for a long time. I fished with him for many, many years out there. Billy, let's do this. How about if you leave your... I want to make sure all of our guests can get a hold of you and pick your brain for more fishing information or whatever. They might want to come out and fish with you. But if you will, give the website first and then a phone number where people could call you.
Go to our website, www.straightlineguide, and go to yahoo.com. That's actually an email address. Go to there, and I can answer any questions that you might have. And my cell phone number is 214-232-7847.
Okay, Billy, your email, what did you say, that straightlineguide@yahoo.com?
Right.
That's right. I thought that's where I'd emailed you. Well, we really do appreciate you getting on with us as regular as you do, and all the information. I know for a fact I get a lot of emails from our listeners here at KETR that you know, that take what you say to heart and go out there and catch the fish. So thanks a lot, and we'll try to get you back here in a week or two. How about it?
Sure, that sounds good. And also, one other thing I want to say is, with this high water we have, it's the first time the lake's been normal in 3 years. It's going to be phenomenal crappie fishing this summer into May, June, July, and August.
Now it's time to look ahead, Billy. Thanks very much.
You bet. Have a good day.
Now, folks, it is time to head to Tewakinee. You know, I had a feature in the Greenville Herald Banner and 33 other newspapers on Larry Thomas, the catfishing, about 3 weeks ago. Well, we've got Larry with us, and we're going to pick his brain, see how the catfish are doing now at Lake Tewakinee. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning.
Well, I appreciate the updates you give me, and you do a good job of keeping me and everybody else tuned in down there at Tewakinee. I'm going to guess that the blue catfish red hot action that we, you and I got into on the spawning catfishes probably gave way to channel cat now. Am I right?
Yes, the blues have kind of, they're not totally shut down, but we're not catching them like we were. So right now it's the channel catfish up spawning, and we're just tearing them up.
Give us some tips, Larry, at Tewakinee, and I'm sure that these tips will work just about any lake with a good population of catfish, but I'm going to guess you're catching them pretty shallow, am I right?
Yes. Basically, look for any kind of rocky structure is a real good spot to try. Maybe along the dams, I mean, right up by the rocks.
Uh-huh.
Also along the, like, willow trees, weed lines.
Yeah.
Try up in there with a little float bobber, maybe a foot and a half, 2 foot off the bottom, or a foot and a half, 2 foot down from the float with some stink bait, worms, crickets, grasshoppers, pretty much whatever you want.
Well, you know, the a good stink bait, a cheese base stink bait, I know you make one for, you know, a stink bait for you and a select few other people, but that's hard to beat, really, isn't it, you know?
It sure is, and it just depends on what works for you and what lake. There's a lot of good stink baits out there. I don't really buy a lot of them, but I know there's some good ones out there.
Well, you make your own. That's even better. Yeah, there are. I fish with a little stinker. It's dip baits and punch baits. They're a product of Uncle Josh. They work good, but like you say, in my theory is if it will stay on the hook and it's got a pretty pungent smell to disperse that smell in the water, it'll attract those channel cat. And where blue catfish like the cut bait the best, the channel cat, I've caught a million channel cat on cut bait in my life too, but I have caught more on a good smelly cheese bait or something like that. Seems to work
definitely.
Pretty good. Well, you know, that's an excellent update, Larry. So here for the next month or so, I would assume you're going to be catching spawning channel cat probably through May usually, isn't it?
Yeah, usually through May or June. It may end up a little bit probably in the first week of June or so this year. On a normal year, it's through June. But like I say, this year a little bit different. Everything's happening earlier.
Well, the average size on these channel catfish that you catch, what's are they running, you know, like normal, like a pound and a half to 3 pounds?
Yeah, some will run anywhere a pound to 3 to 3.5 pounds in there. They're not huge, but they're darn goody.
You better believe it, they are, Larry. And the hook size, I know you're using a treble hook. What size do you recommend?
I like either the 4 or the 6. Normally I use a 4, and something a lot of people won't understand is you got your cheap trebles and you got your extra strong trebles.
Yes.
I only use a 4-time strong treble.
Yes.
It'll save you a lot of time in bending that hook.
It's just, that hook is well, it's four times stronger, really. I agree with you. Those little hooks that are more wire than steel, you spend a lot of time straightening them back out, you know. Larry, we're out of time for this portion of our show. I really appreciate you being with us. Would you leave a phone number for people that might want to know more about catching catfish down at Tewakinee?
Sure. It's Tewakinee Guide Service, 940-229-0288.
Larry, how about your website also?
It's www.tewakineeguides.com.
Well, we will get back with you real soon, and we do appreciate all the information, Larry.
All right, thank you, Luke.
Folks, that wraps up our show today. I've really enjoyed bringing it to you. We have some excellent fishing tips for you today. Remember, all this coming week, you can go online to ketr.org. Click on local programs and then the outdoors, and you can listen to any of the things that you might have missed on today's show. Today's show was underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up in Ontario, Canada. I want to give you the website up there. It's www.youngswildernesscamp.com. The phone number is 807-484-2937. 0. So until this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.